This is Hiroshi Shai with another episode of Satoshi's Treasure Hunters. And huzzah, the Tezo mini hunt is done. We'll get into that as we will get into what has happened on the Satoshi's Treasure Hunt side. So the Tezo mini hunt is done. It's not without its hiccups. Someone has claimed the prize. And it more or less is, I guess you could say, success. People were able to find, you know, the keys, able to combine them together, and then claim the prize in itself. You know, there was issues about the distribution of, like, the last few clues, if you will. How not everyone might have been able to gain access to that. The fact that maybe one clue wasn't quite as open as some of the others. But for the most part, it's done, and it will be, I guess, a while before the actual main hunt for that particular side of the treasure hunt game is done. You know, smart contracts are not a very easy thing to do. I know that they are vetting and working with developers and working with the Tezo Foundation to make this happen. So the game makers have a lot of work ahead of them. I guess you might say this is a nice test case of them splitting these keys, having people recombine them. Find the address and gain the token and then unlock that smart contract. I think the prize fund has dropped a bit. I don't think Tezos is at a buck right now because Bitcoin kind of tanked a bit. But for the most part, it's close to 5,000-ish. I guess if you hold on to the prize money and wait for it to come back up to a buck, then you can, you know, get that or trade it out for some Bitcoin and then hold the Bitcoin and wait for that to go up, which is probably, you know, a better bet. But there's that, and we'll go over those tweets. Apparently the Steam clan might not be here anymore, and there hasn't been any clue drops. So let's get on board here and kind of go through the show. So the game makers again made it cleaner where the new clues are on top. Today is October 4th, and the last clue drop was September 24th. So it's been almost 9 days, 11 days close to that. It's 30 days in September. So yeah, 9 days. So that's not the longest gap, but still a big gap between these clues. That was the university key. Many people were able to find these geolocation keys, if you will. There's supposed to be an additional 20 subkeys. This has not yet been updated at all. The Bitcoin wallet is still full. I'm not going to click on that because I really don't like blockchain. .info. But as far as keys go that have not been solved. Okay, so the Earth key and the checkerboard key are kind of in the air whether it's been solved or not because we have a private clan that quit on the game, so we don't really know. So these keys, the corrupted key, Chrome, Hackathon, we have an update on that. I have not heard any public declaration that the Unite key has been solved. Let's see. I think it was like the United key and the and the ladder key here. So the United and the ladder key are keys that have not yet been solved. The news key, the movie night key, and the year's key have solved. So everything that's been released since July 27th is still available for people to hop on board and go, including a couple of these geolocation keys. You can still find the QR code at those designated locations. I've not heard any different, at least through the public channels or any Twitter tweets, that there hasn't been anything different about that. Let's see. So that's pretty much the status of the treasure hunt so far as we're going to talk about that. The 14th key and the final key for the mini hunt was released October 1st. It was hidden in the Tezo blockchain, so you had to search for the SHA-256 hash, and then they would give additional hash hint You know you're on the right track when you find something that has a SHA-256 hash of this, and using that, these hints, these combination hints on the Tezos blockchain, someone was able to access the XCC mini hunt and claim it. And that group was the, they popped up in the public channels, and they called themselves the Fly Gang. We can confirm we solved the Tezos mini hunt and claimed the 5,000 XTZ. Thank you for the fun. Good luck to the other guilds in the future hunts. We are not recruiting. So it was an unknown private clan, if you will. Let's see. The Flying Gang is a pirate gang from like back in the day. So we have another pirate theme hack group. The other one was the Dead Pirate Roberts one. Clan. They did do some recruiting, but I don't think they're recruiting anymore, even though their link is still up. The Tezos Blockchain Explorer. So you have a couple different ones. It looks like three in total, possibly four. So from using one of these sites, you could have been able to find the particular key that you needed to help unlock, or the address you needed to unlock the final set. I personally do not know how to do that. I know what SHA-256 is, I know what hashing is individually, those pieces and parts, but as far as, you know, acquiring that mathematical knowledge or figuring it out, that's not something I personally can do. So this one has like blocks, Baker writes, blocks, alternative branches, transactions, endorsements, delegations, stuff like that. Each one has different types of inputs. So congratulations to the Tezo community. Congratulations to the Flying Game for successfully acquiring the 5,000 XTZ. Like I stated earlier, this game wasn't without its hiccups, but hopefully, when the official Tezos hunt does launch, that there is a good quality control, better communications, that the however many clues that they're going to drop are all actually pre-made and done, is not being done as they go, so they have whatever is going to be 400, 500, 1,000, all pre-made, all done, all ready, set, go, and it's a matter of determining when they will release which set of different clues, if you will. So I haven't gotten any real confirmation on this, but apparently the Steam Clan, which is one of the other public clans, has disbanded. I did message somebody, but I didn't get any replies. I wasn't seeing any much activity on the Steam Clan page on Steam it, so it might in fact be true. This game has taken a toll on different hunters. A lot of people are frustrated by the lack of progress for a game that's supposed to take a year, and there's only about what 60, maybe 65 keys or clues that have dropped. Not enough clues have been dropped to keep people active and engaged into the game. It's not happening at a speed that they feel should be solved in a year. The fact that the communication on the part of the communicator game makers is not very clear a lot of times. There's been a lot of mistakes with the game. There's not a lot of quality when it comes to the checking of syntax, which I talked about in my text adventure games, which can cause confusion of interpretation, you know, how people view certain words or certain phrases. The fact that some of the clues have had errors in them, as far as, you know, some of the geolocation, the geography, or even the latest one, the movie one about film locations, all which was easily Googleable and searchable, and you could have easily figured out or sussed out or fixed before even launching. The fact that, you know, the public key or the public address, if you will, has not been released for this particular prize pool. And then we still haven't had things like there's supposed to be a D-Live Q&A that I have not seen happen yet on the part of Eric Meltzer on the Game Makers. He was also supposed to release a blog post, which he would detail how you could have solved, or anyone could have solved the Hunted Key, which was those three agents that anyone could have been able to do so and figure out and find out. That hasn't been released. So there's certain level of promises that have been made that haven't been fulfilled, if you will, on the part of the Game Makers. And is a little bit of annoyance, beyond annoyance, a frustration to where people feel that this is a broken game, it's a waste of their time, there might not actually be a prize pool, if you will. And also, there's a little bit of community dynamic where there's a lot of friction with people and people bickering and biting against one another. And it's not quite what it was in the beginning, where there was a bit more camaraderie and more friendship. And people were happy to solve clues and just publish the public key because we're so early in the game, it didn't seem like it was necessary to hoard the keys like Smaug, if you will. It's probably better like to get more flies with honey by releasing the breakdowns that some of the different clans are doing, at least with the public clans or even within in the Discord chats and the Telegram chats. To encourage people to learn, this is how I think, and this is how I solved it, this is how you could have solved it, this is another way of thinking about it, and things of that nature, and that's kind of evaporated. Okay, so it's a wrap. The Cheese Wizard Hackathon has come to an end. Congratulations to all the top projects. The place winner is a cheese dial, a dial based on your win-loss ratio instead of the total funds contributed to the contract. Neat. And then if you click, you have the winners. You have Cheese Wizards time Alice. Second prize is Cheese of Insight. And the first place is Cheese of Doubt. So having trouble convincing the team that you should add a new member to your exclusive party. Can't seem to decide which party to target for battle. The Cheese DAO created a decentralized autonomous organization based on your skill level. The better you are, the more voting power you have within your team. Essentially, the Cheese DAO is a leaderboard with your friends, and you know, the top player can help guide decisions for your team. That's something that they created, and they are from, Fred Wilson, Jew Lubin, Lanier, Arian System, Alia, and Halsey Wee Long. Across the board of different skill sets and companies, we're able to do this. Nice to see a lot more women up here on these hackathon winning boards. Cheese of Insight with the best spell to use against 1337 Wizard 9000. Great question. Cheese of Insight lets you analyze your opponent's full battle history. By studying their previous strategies, you can detect patterns in their play, style, and choose strategies to exploit those weaknesses. In the Art of War meets Nari-based combat. Team members with the Cheese Insight included the following. The third prize, Cheese Wizard times Alice. Picture this. You're sauntering down the sidewalk at DevCon. You catch the eye of someone wearing an Ethereum t-shirt. One with a unicorn, you lock gaze and freeze. Your fingers slide to your pockets, ready to unholster your iPhone. With the Cheese Wizard times Alice mobile app, you can challenge people to a Cheese Wizard duel at any time, any place, even on the street. Just watch out for innocent bystanders. This project lets you see an entire map of other players that are in the area, so you can get straight to battling. Very cool. So very similar to Pokemon, Harry Potter, those apps. They're very popular with that. And then similar card games and stuff like that are have that particular feature. And then it breaks down to the other prize winners in this announcement. That's pretty much it as far as this episode goes. Like I said, there hasn't been a clue drop in 9 days as well, according to this episode. The Tesla Mini Hunt is done, so maybe there'll be much more focused back onto the Satoshi's treasure hunt, and we can start getting those clues. Again, I'm a big advocate of just 10, 20, 30, at this point, 50 clues at a time, just to have us active for buzzing about for like a month or maybe a couple weeks, depending on the level of different clues. There, what skill sets are necessary. I think it will keep people more active, focus on the ones, knocking out the easy ones, going to the hard ones, however the dynamic of the clan is. And it'll keep people engaged with the game. Right now, it's dip, 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 and you're just getting the stubborn few, if you will, playing the game, which can be interesting kind of community dynamic, but it doesn't really make it fun and engaging because the whole purpose of the game was to kind of have this really broad scope of people and a very global game where everyone was kind of engaging, interacting, and being cooperative to solve these different clues, people with different skill sets, and it just